ready to move into our next segment. I'm going to put you back on the queue, and we're going to move into the next thing. And if we have time, we'll get back to you. But thank you for calling in to Game 7.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Hey, Joe.
Yo.
We about ready for that. I was trying to find some free downloadable music to be able to put on before we go to your top five, but you best believe if it was free that it was awful. So we'll just go ahead and move on to your segment right now.
Please don't get sued on my behalf, my bro. Please don't get sued on my behalf, bro.
But hey, that was a good caller. I appreciate it, Richard.
Appreciate that, Richard. Richard, I appreciate that, man. Like, it was a lot to unwrap, you know what I mean, as far as, like, some of the stuff he said, but because, he went to different ways, and I really do appreciate his call because I agree with him. Like, I think he gave some dope insight on the situation.
I need 10%, Tamika.
What?
I need 10%. I got you. I got your money for school, 10%. Thank you. Thank you, man.
That's so crazy, bro.
The caller clicked. You and the caller said something, click, Tamika. I got it. We about to go to Joe's, then. After Joe's, I'm going to tell it, but just agree to 10%. I'm scant, so go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Just want to go into, one of the things that we all touched on or whatever, and I didn't want to, jump into this thing where I derail college dreams for anybody. I do think college is not for everybody, but I do think it can be a special place for everybody if you can find the economic means to get there. But I think me and Mika, I was thinking like Mika earlier today when I was doing the top five, more so about, if you go to college, you need a direct plan when you go. Like, just don't go thinking, I'm a major in psychology, meaning I'm going to be a psychologist when I get in 4 years. No, ma'am, no, sir, you're not. So you need to just have a plan and how to navigate through these years or whatnot. And there are some majors that you can go into that, will give you an economic boom for that debt that you're about to create for yourself. And that's my top five. Five majors that you can go into that will make you money after college. And I stayed away from, like, your norm, your doctors, your lawyers, and all those things. That goes without saying. So just wanted to look at the four-year thing and show people that they can make a decent living after school as long as you plan for it. So number five, my first major. Communication get a bad rep a little bit, but you could make about $47,000 to $50,000, after 4 years of communication and public relations and marketing, with a bachelor's degree. It's just, and the growth is there in the field coming up. By 2024, they're saying that it's going to grow about 3%. So the market is building and the market is growing within this field. So from what I looked up, the classes aren't that bad. So you can, go 4 years in communications and make a decent living after you graduate. Number four, something Mika touched on, economics. Economics is a great field to get into, but I will say you better be prepared for the numbers. If you're not a number person, stay your ass away from economics. But you can make $52,000 to $55,000 after 4 years within this field. And they don't really push the master level. They really will hire you with your BS or whatnot. So it's in high demand, and it's going to grow 6% in the next 5 years. And that's a lot more jobs coming, and a lot, and they're expecting a real big boom in 2021. So they're looking at people that major in economics would take over the workforce in 2 years. Number three, math and sciences. I hate math. It's not my thing. But if you major in math, you major in science, there's a job called operation researcher that will pay for $55,000 to $60,000 straight out of college, 4 years or whatever, which is not bad. If math is a thing that you enjoy to do, so if you out there and you like math, you feel like you can go major in math and sciences and get a degree in it, you know, operation researcher, it's a job that is growing within this field 8% by 2024, and they're looking at $55,000 to $60,000, which is not bad straight out of school. 22-year-old making $60,000, it's not a bad you know, jump start. Number two, computer sciences. This is one of those fields that's going to grow regardless of what. You know, computers is everywhere. I don't care if it's a 500, a Fortune 500 company. I don't care if it's a nonprofit organization. Computer science is a much-needed field because we all use computers. So whether you operating on them, whether you uploading whatever, whether you, you know, hooking up systems or whatnot, you can start off between $65,000 to $70,000 in computer sciences, depending on, you know, what organization hire you. But even contract work says that you can make from $55,000 to $60,000 coming straight out of college with a degree in computer science. That is not bad at all. And one of the number one major that you can go into that's going to make sure you make money once you graduate is engineering. Engineering is one of those fields that continues to grow. They put an emphasis on chemical and electrical engineering. Those are the highest paid fields. They come with internships. They do training throughout your course of work. So they put you out in the field, train you while you do it, and they're gonna start you off around 70 plus once you graduate. So you're looking at, like, different jobs hiring an engineer, a chemical engineer, or an electrical engineer straight out of college, 22, 23 years old, 70K, not a bad look at all. So this is my top five different majors that you can go into and make good money once you come out that will help you pay that debt that's most definitely coming out of college.
All right. Hey.
Yeah, thank.
Right.
You mean to tell me you couldn't pick five more fun ass jobs?